Hey, welcome everybody to NCC Online. My name is Pastor Rob. Glad to be with you today. And I just want to let you know, today's message part is part of our Amplify 52. This is a brand new service that is meant to give glory to God for all that He's done, especially over the past 52 weeks. But since this is the first time we're doing it, we're talking maybe a little bit broader than that, but just all the amazing things He's done. So I wanted to tell you that right off the bat, because if you stumbled over this message on Facebook Live or on the website and you were just wanting to check out our church, I'm so glad you did. And I hope that you listen to this message, because I think you'll appreciate it. But I wanted to let you know, it's not a typical sermon. It's not the usual digging into the scripture and giving some practical application the way we always do. This is a little different for an event called Amplify 52, which we're doing in person on Sunday. And so we wanted to celebrate all that God has done. Remembering is extremely important. And I forget that, and maybe you do too. Remembering is extremely important, especially for the Christ follower, as it has to do with our relationship with God. We have very short memories. We easily forget all that God has done in our lives. And that's why the Bible repeatedly says, remember, 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 recall, think back of what God has done. We even see it in Jesus' words when He tells His disciples to remember His death, and He gives them what we call the Lord's Supper or communion, to remember through these elements that He was going to die and His body be broken, His blood would be poured out for all of our sins, the greatest memory of all. In the passage in the Psalms, Psalm 77, starting at verse 11, it's a great example of many psalms where the psalmist is telling us to remember the Lord, what He's done and who He is, so that we are encouraged, so that we can give Him worship and glorify His name, and so that we can keep going. Those are really the reasons why we want to remember. It says this, "But then I recall all You have done, O Lord. I remember Your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about Your mighty works. O God, Your ways are holy. Is there any God as mighty as You? You are the God of great wonders. You demonstrate Your awesome power among the nations." So profound and beautiful and succinct. Say, recall what God has done and who He is. If you keep reading in Psalm 77, he starts getting very specific about the parting of the Red Sea, which of course was one of the greatest things God had ever done in the ancient Hebrew people, is to lead them out of Egypt in a beautiful, powerful, profound miracle by just dividing the sea, letting them walk on through. And so they were regularly remembering that event. And Amplify 52 is a way for us to put into our calendar, and we hope this is the first of many annual events, to remember just how faithful God has been in our neck of the woods, to our humble group of Christians that gather each Sunday, to our people, and for you who listen online as well. And I hope even if you're new, you won't feel left out of that. Or if you're considering seeking out a church, that perhaps you would plant both feet into our community and just be a part of the wonderful things that God is doing. The other thing I wanted to say is a bit of a disclaimer, that I just hope that some of these highlights that I share today of what God's been doing in no way come across as like a pat on the back for the staff, you know, we did such a great job. Nope, not like that at all. Instead, just the opposite. We're just blessed to be a part of what God's doing. We owe all the glory to God, and we owe thanks to you, the participants of our church, for really being the church and supporting it financially and with your prayers and with your ministry and with your acts of service and love. And in no ways do we take credit. We must decrease and God must increase. And so that's our attitude, and I hope that it comes across that way today as well. And with that in mind, would you pray with me? Father, for each one listening in, online, watching this service, wherever they are, they will sense in the next few minutes how profoundly good You are, how faithful You are to Your people, and even to them, each one, in their personal life. You could look back yourself and think about all that God has done. May we celebrate together and be encouraged, because You are so good and You love us, and you are extremely faithful, Lord. Thank you for not giving up on us, but giving us tremendous blessing through Jesus Christ. And we pray in your name. Amen. So just a few highlights, and I think these highlights need to be put into context, because if we were just in a normal context, they might seem like normal highlights. They would be pretty cool still. But the reality is, as everybody knows, the church and our church, New Community Church, has been through some very difficult times, starting with COVID coming a couple of years back now, all the way to the current time and all the political crisis and racial tensions and a world that's just fighting a lot and so on. And so we are very, very aware that God has done something unique and something very special among us. We are leaning into some of the statistics. There's not a lot of great statistics, but Lifeway Resources always puts out studies that just put out a new study about how many churches are closing down. And as you could guess, since the beginning of COVID, it's way more than have been birthed. The churches are shutting their doors. They don't have enough people, or they don't have enough money or enough interest. They're guessing that, based on their statistics, that somewhere between 75 to 150 churches per week are shutting their doors. And that's going back over the past several years, not just the last year. And that is sad, and it's tragic, and we feel for those who have had to do that. We also have heard from other people that we've known, other friends in ministry that have suffered in their churches for various reasons, or had to cut back on staff, or had to cut back on ministry. And so the fact that we're standing here before you today and able to testify that not only are we still standing, but we're thriving, and we've been thriving through COVID, is just... To me, I'm having trouble wrapping my mind around it. My mind is blown, and I give God all the glory and all the credit. It's nothing great that we've done. It's just his blessing, his favor, and his mercy to us. Our attendance is just about up to pre-COVID numbers, and we were starting to grow just before COVID, and that kind of put a monkey wrench into things, obviously. We had to stop having church, and then we had it outside and so on. Thankfully, we were able to move online within a week by the grace of God. But now we're looking around and our services are pretty full, pretty close. We've been growing every week, and we're going into the fall, which is usually our best time for attendance. Now, attendance is the biggest thing to us, just so you know. We're not about number counting all the time or look how many heads. No, we do want maximum participation, because we believe in our vision and we believe what God has called us to do, and we believe in the local church. So we want as many people to join us as possible. We want to become a compelling presence for Jesus Christ. That's our vision. And we want you to be a part of it as well, and to bring many others. So it's really amazing that our attendance has done so well. For those of you who like numbers, over the past 52 weeks, we've had 7,908 adults and students in our regular attendance on Sunday morning. That's all total. We've had another 1,469 children in the last 52 weeks in kids community, which just is blossoming. We just love that ministry, that we really want to put a lot of energy and effort into raising up children who love Christ. And we've had 577 students, middle school and high school, in our ministry called NCSM, which is our student ministry. So we've just enjoyed really good attendance. I'm not going to talk about it at length, but I want to mention that our giving has been very consistent. And again, that was a remarkable feat given the circumstances over the last couple of years. And I give credit to our people. All glory to God. But thank you for your generosity in being consistent and getting us through that time. But not only just like keeping the lights on, which again, unfortunately, some churches suffered with, but we were actually able to enhance and in some cases, we were able to add ministry. And so that was what was so exciting. We weren't taking this sort of like shelter approach or cocoon approach or let's just get through all of these things. No, we were actually advancing in the mission God has given us for our humble church in our neck of the woods to become a compelling presence for Christ. We were able to do that because of God's amazing blessing. We actually, in the last 2 years, added 3 part-time staff members to our total staff team. And again, that just speaks to what God was doing. I want to just tell you a little bit about them. I think most people would know, but some might not know. We added Natasha Ferguson. She's our communication director. We had hired her because we really see the value in better communication, especially to spread God's word and the gospel, but also to do it in a way that fits today's people through social media and online presence and so on. We had to hire Joe Musico because he was already helping and does a great job, but we needed someone to help us get online. Of course, Ricky sort of spearheads that, but we needed someone to really get in there and edit the videos. This very video, you can't see it, but Ricky's right over here making sure everything is right, and then he'll have Joe help him, and he'll spend a bunch of hours making sure this video is good so that you can see it at home. And so that's why we hired Joe. We hired Lisa Lay for our director over kids community, and that is such an amazing ministry, and she's really been taken to the next level, not just her but her whole team. Too many people to mention here, but just the point here is that we were able to add three people to our team during COVID or since that time. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Jen Keeling, our other part-time person, just because she has been so faithful and been on our staff for many years. She serves in a part-time capacity as our accountant, and she makes sure all of our finances are good and all of our ducks in a row. And she doesn't get any credit, but we're just so thankful for Jen and for all of our team. So again, don't miss this detail that God is in, that we were not retreating. He was allowing us to advance in the gospel, in the kingdom, and in our mission through expanded ministries and seeing extra hires during a time that for most churches was very, very difficult. And that's all glory to God. That's really, really great. Now, if you go back 3 years, we can also add just a little over 3 years now. Since then, we've hired two full-time pastors to our staff. So it really hasn't been that long since we've had the current staff makeup. And what a wonderful team God has given us. And so our two full-time pastors, of course, is we hired Pastor Ricky a little over 3 years ago as our worship pastor. But some of you may not know, he does a whole lot more than that. I mean, that's his chief role. And as we know, he's really good at it. He's done a great job expanding that ministry and building a team. But he also serves in many ways like an executive pastor. That's not his title, but he serves in that role, meaning he's often the person in charge of big projects for the church. As we'll talk about later, he helped to change the room that I'm standing in right now and to upgrade it, and he led that project and many, many other things. So we've been just blessed to have Pastor Ricky with us. And then 2 years ago, we hired Dustin McCray. And he's our student pastor, and he's just done an amazing job also in that ministry. But he also oversees with Lisa's team, the kids community area, just in a loose way, helps there. You may not know that he's also in charge of our guest experience team, which is a team that's really important. It's to help people to feel welcome when they come in the door and to be connected after they've been to our church a few times. And so, again, I hope you can see just from the people God has brought, we are extremely blessed. And that's all within the last 3 year window. Every year we have what we call a giving it all away offering. This is one of my favorite things to do, as everybody probably knows. And we had this idea very early on in my chapter here that we've been doing it for eight Christmases now, that right before Christmas on Christmas Eve, we would have a celebration of Jesus's birth. And rather than taking in income, we would allow our biggest offering of the year to be 100% used for God's purposes. 100% is given it away to our community, to missions, and to His purposes. Each year, a little bit different, we come up with these ideas. And every year, we have an amount that we need. We come up with what we're going to do with the money in a loose way and what we feel God has laid on our hearts, and we try our best to do that. But I'll be honest, every year I worry. I wonder, is God going to provide it? That's my lack of faith. I admit it. I worry about that number. What if we don't get as much as last year? Or what if we don't get enough that we won't be able to fulfill the mission that God has given us? Now, we're not all about money, so I hope they don't hear it wrong. But this offering is not about money at all. This offering is about ministry and serving people, especially the most vulnerable people in our community. And so it's always on my heart. It always weighs heavy. But every year, I believe it's been 8 times that we've done it, and this Christmas will be 9 times, we always get above and beyond. And year to year, we go up. But last Christmas took the cake because we had never had a one-time offering even close to that amount. And I remember thinking, will people even show up for Christmas Eve because of COVID? And people, you know, validly might need to stay home and be safe. And I wondered, how much lower are we going to be because of COVID and because of all the things going on? And our attendance was still very low at the time. But we took in about, when it, all the dust cleared, about $37,000 on that night and online. And that just blew us all away. And we're still using that money today as this year goes on to do an amazing ministry, especially what we call 5/16s, these ministries based on Matthew 5:16, to shine our light before other people. And so that was a huge blessing for God. I mean, that $37,000 was $10,000 more than the year before, just to put it into context. For our humble church, that was a lot of money and a lot of ministry. And again, we're still using that. And some of the ways we're using it, we were able to support 20 Cuban pastors full-time this year. Now, they obviously don't make a lot of income, and they've been suffering with COVID, and we've been seeking ways, just so you know, to help them through this very, very difficult time when their churches are actually shut down still, and COVID over there, and politically, it's really, really a mess. But we've been able to sponsor and support 20 Cuban pastors full-time out of that fund. We've also really expanded our ministry to orphan care. God opened up an amazing door with a partnership with Pasadena County DSS. And Social Services has been so responsive to allowing us to serve, and especially with foster care and orphans, which is something that God has laid on our heart in a big, big way. And so last Christmas, we started with a big party to give away 200 for 200 of the most vulnerable kids in Pasadena County. They got full Christmas presents, and it was just so much fun. And we're planning to do that again this year in an even bigger way. This past year, we've been giving birthday presents literally to every child who's in the foster care system in Pasadena County. Every single one got full birthdays. Some of them got pizza parties and cake and ice cream, and then all the presents that they actually asked for, not just random presents, but they had actually filled out forms. I could go on with that, but our orphan care ministry is expanding, and God is doing something very, very powerful among us that we often don't see or hear because most of it's behind the scenes. And throughout the years, our 5/16 ministry has had just a profound effect on our local community. We've been able to partner with our local prison. We partner with the Pregnancy Resource Center. We've provided thousands of dollars of disaster relief through the years. We've done many events serving the U.S. Coast Guard. We've expanded ministry in Cuba and helped to plant churches and support pastors there, and so much more. I don't have time to talk about it all, but I hope that you're as excited as I am when it comes to Christmas this year, and when we ask God, what are we going to give this year? Because I hope that we keep moving forward in this, because God, more than probably anything else we do, he's blessed this ministry, and I think we could see why. Last week we launched small groups. Small groups are such a big part of our church life that I need to talk about them. And if you're here and you weren't here last Sunday, you need to know we're actually signing up over the next 2-3 weeks for small groups. You can look at them all online, newcommunity.church. Next steps, groups, sign up online. You can also sign up if you're at church in person at the Info Center. Very, very easy. You can see all the groups that we have. Each year we've been able to expand the number of groups, hopefully the quality of the groups. We really wanted to have great quality groups, and they're for everybody. We have for men, for women, for older, for younger, for teens, for young adults. And these groups are meant to draw us closer to Christ, to bring us into deeper community. We talked about last week Koinonia, where we have real Christian friendships. Some of them are shorter term, where they're really just hitting on a topic. We're starting a grief group for the very first time in October. I'm just so thrilled that we're able to have our first grief group. And we already have, I think, about 6 people who have gone through tremendous loss just over the past year who are signed up for that group. And if that's you, or you feel that sense of loss, or that you haven't been able to get over it, sign up for the grief group. Over the years, we've had, I believe, to my count, we've had 14 or 15 alpha courses, full alpha courses, where people who don't know Christ come and hear the gospel over 8 weeks. And out of that, we've had dozens of baptisms. I don't even know the count, but we've just had dozens and dozens of people who have come to Christ and wanted to publicly declare that they are now serving Jesus Christ. And of course, so exciting to do that on a Sunday morning. We've done them on Easter sometimes. We do it sometimes in November. And if you're interested in being baptized, lean into the next time we're launching one of those. And so we've had groups for all kinds of things, for marriage, for financial freedom, for all these demographic, for the Alpha course. And God has really blessed that ministry. And I hope that he does this round too. I'm really praying that this is the best group launch that we've ever had. And that's really up to you, how much you sign up, but also how much you put into it, into each other for groups. We've also been able to update our building over the last couple of years. And again, this is just, it's not what we can conceive as the most important thing. We're not all about the building. We're not all about our property. We're all about God and we're all about people. However, as everybody knows, the building is really important because the environment you meet on is either conducive or not conducive for the ministry you're trying to do. And so we want to have an environment without, you know, breaking the bank, obviously, that is really conducive, especially this room for worship. And so we gave this room a complete overhaul under Pastor Ricky's leadership, and he did just a great job. His team did a great job. There's a picture. You can see the sort of a before and after. I mean, it was really nice before. That the pictures don't quite do it justice because just the stage and it's dark, but the whole room has been renovated. And that's not just the external, it's the guts too. All of the components back in the tech booth, which is right over here. The things that unfortunately cost a lot of money to make it run, the electronics, the soundboard, and so on, the computers all had to be updated, but through the years we just couldn't do it, but in recent years we were able to do that, and again, those are the things that are behind the scenes that you don't really think about when you're here worshiping, and that's sort of the point. We don't want you to think about any of those things. We want you to worship God. We want you to worship Jesus Christ, and the way you can do that is if you're undistracted. And so I'm just so thrilled for those upgrades, as many others. Another big one, though, that we're just finishing is our kids' community area. And you might have seen some pictures online, but it is so beautiful, especially the children's hallway, that it's just so much more child-friendly. And Lisa and Dustin and their whole team, just such a great job getting this done. They're putting up some finishing touches now. They're almost finished. And they've done some work in our youth auditorium as well to make it look really cool. So that is such a great blessing of what God has done. Now, I could go on, but I need to sort of pause here for a second before I give a little bit more about the future and talk about so many things God has done, not just external, but in our hearts, individually, in my life. And we could spend all day doing it. And maybe you'll take some time this week to think about your life and what God has done. I hope that as you think about that, it's so encouraging. But let's just agree that isn't God good? Isn't he so faithful? He just never quits on us. He never leaves us. He never gives up. And he's blessed us tremendously. Now, it is true, as a church, we're just in a season of blessing. We haven't always been. There's been seasons of hard times, and sometimes that's God's will. But I'm so thankful we're in this season of blessing, and I don't want it to go by without us acknowledging that as a church family and taking a second to say, wow, thank you, Lord, that you've put in this amazing season of blessing. But I'll also let you know, and this is just something that was personal to me, that very recently I sensed God in my spirit. I'm still testing this to see what God was trying to say. But I sensed God sort of speak to my spirit, and I felt that this is what he said. The best is still yet to come. That you haven't seen anything yet. That I'm about to do something even bigger among you. That's what I sensed in my spirit. I debated even saying that out loud, but I really believe God sort of put that in my heart just a few weeks ago, and I really believe that that's true. That despite these amazing blessings, our best times as a church are really just getting started, what God's doing. I really believe that. I truly hope that you, your family, if you're local, are part of what God's going to do in the next chapter. I hope that you're a big part of it too. And I wanted to give just a few pictures, just very, very briefly as we close here, a few pictures of what that might mean. No one knows the future except for God. I'm not claiming to be a great visionary. Please don't hear this in any weird way. But I could imagine it. And I also know this, our greatest imaginations of what God can do fall way short of what God can actually do. And even as I share these pictures, I bet you they fall woefully short of what God has in mind. If we trust in Him, as we stay faithful, not perfect, but faithful to what He's called us to do, and pray that we all do just that. Pray that God continues to bless us. But here's a few pictures in my head. The first one is this. Picture a time, hopefully not too far from now, when New Community Church is known. It's known locally for the church that serves her community. Right now, I'd say there's some people who know that, but generally when I tell people where I am, they're like, oh yeah, I know that church. That's the church beside the big water tower. You ever get that? That's what we're known for still, far and wide. We're the church, and or worse, I get, you're the church next to the ABC store. Yep, that's us. That's the church we've been known for. I would love to be known for the church that really cares for the community, that serves the community. And I do already think that's percolating and growing thanks to what God is doing in your faithfulness. But I think the best is yet to come. Picture specifically expanded ministry to Cuba. Many of you have been around, know how much God has opened doors there. And doing ministry in Cuba is not easy. This is a closed communistic regime. This is a country that doesn't allow formal churches. This is a country that is not friendly to Christians. But God has given us a way to support ministry there. And it's really been tough in the past year with COVID. And if you look up in the news, what's going on there politically. But I would love to see us play our small part in expanding ministry there, planting churches, and supporting more pastors. What does that look like exactly? I don't know. But I hope and pray that God does that for our future and for theirs, that we get to play a role, and an even bigger role in Cuba. And by the way, that's almost like saying we're going to put a man on Pluto, because churches in Cuba, just it's hard to mix. Thirdly, picture a church that is even more dedicated to orphan care. Whatever that might specifically look like, we're still trying to figure out how can we serve, especially Pasco Tank County, in orphan care. The Bible says true religion is to look after widows and orphans. And we want to take that verse really seriously. We sometimes forget and think that true religion is Bible study, true religion is prayer. Those are awesome and foundational, but those are disciplines so that we actually practice what we preach. And a big heart that God has given us is for orphan care. And seeing that finally expanded over the past year, maybe year and a half, has been fantastic. But wouldn't it be great if we could ask God, what does it look like for us to really roll up our sleeves for orphan care? Picture a church that has thriving small groups. And you say, well, we already have that. Well, only to a degree. I can imagine a time where we have groups for some of the most vulnerable people. Just as we're finally able to launch a grief group, but maybe some addictions groups and maybe some groups for people who are often left behind, people to have a wonderful environment to meet the Lord in. And that healthy groups just in general would really flourish here. And let me close with one more picture. I imagine this one's very specific. I imagine and picture this day. And I don't know if this will happen some years from now, but I would love it if it happened. Because there's always that moment when we're doing the giving it all away offering. And then later, it's usually in January, I have the privilege of being able to tell you how much money you gave for all of this giving it all away ministry. And imagine and picture a moment years from now when I'm standing on the stage and that big screen, Ricky likes to put that number up there, and it lights up and the number on it is $100,000. I just have that picture in my head. I just think that would be so cool. Again, because that's money that we 100% give away. Could you imagine if our humble church someday was able to give that amount of money for expanded ministry, for orphan care, for Cuban pastors and church planting, and for all of these local needs in the various things for disaster relief and so on that we do throughout the year. I know God could do it. In fact, it's small potatoes for him. And I pray that he would. And so I hope that you'll join us in that mission. If you're just listening in and checking out churches, come in person, check us out there too. If you're from out of state and you're sort of loosely connected to us, I'm so glad that you're a part of things. And I hope that you're a part of our Giving It All Away offering. I hope that you consider that, because it's a great way to serve your old community. But no matter who you are, that you'll think back and remember your past 52 weeks. And don't just gloss over, really think, and maybe even write a list like I did on a piece of paper of all of the ways God showed up for you in your life, so that you're amazed too, that you have that wonder, and that you're celebrating all that God is and all that he's done. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you again that through your mighty power, you didn't just allow us to exist over the past 8 years, over the past 3 years, over the past COVID pandemic, but you, in your great mercy and love, allowed us to flourish. We give you all the credit and all the glory. We pray that we would decrease and you would increase for many years to come, that you would receive all the glory due to your name. And we pray for these pictures that I just listed out, as they align with your will for us, that we would see them become realities, that your vision would become our practices, and that we'd see many people met with the love of Jesus Christ, and many people, especially the most vulnerable people, locally and beyond, would have their needs met and would learn what it means to have an abundant life in Jesus. And I pray for each one here that they'd be encouraged today. Everyone online would just know your presence and your touch. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks again for being with us. We are so excited to start our big fall series next week. And you do not want to miss that series. Check out social media to find out more. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and take a look at that series. It's actually a 7-parter, and it's going to be extremely practical. And each week will sort of give a really down-to-earth way to just experience life and to do life well. And so I hope that you'll lean in, and I hope to see you next week.